full-on radio voice.
Yeah, well, we're recording.
We're recording. We're going to go.
No, no, no. We got to hit the butt.
Oh, we got to hit the butt.
All right, we hit the butt. And we're good to go whenever you are.
Impending doom on Tuesday. What? No worries. The Shining Wizards are here tonight to talk about the Elimination Chamber, All Elite Wrestling, and Kevin's Devil Socks. Next on the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
Nice.
The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live on Rant EM Radio and available on all podcast platforms and at ShiningWizards.com. Find us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Our merchandise is available at ShiningWizards.com/merch. Do your Amazon shopping with us at Amazon.ShiningWizards.com and become a patron at Patreon.com/Wizards Podcast. As always, thank you for your continued support and enjoy the show.
Приступил к производству компьютеров персональный спутник.
Voila! You are listening to the Shining Wizards. Enjoy the program. I know that's Voila! Has the power. I'm the French Jesse James.
I have a small dick.
Titties! God damn! Woo!
Episode 411. If you're looking for information, you're in the right place. It's the Shining Wizards.
Oh, you're such a douche.
Wrestling talk?
Talk about wrestling.
Tony.
Matt.
Howdy, folks. Double J here. Kevin.
You guys suck.
Dewey.
What's up, everybody?
What's up, all two of you listening on the rant?
RantDMRadio.com is the place. We are here on a Sunday.
And Saturday. That's a famous Simpsons thing. Remember the Simpsons monster truck episode?
Oh, Truckosaurus.
Truckosaurus, where they did the commercial, and the commercial was like, Sunday, and Saturday.
Jeez, I can't talk.
Matt's back.
It's a fantastic new drop.
I love it.
Thank you, Renee Young.
Zip, 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 zip.
Well, they're calling for a terrible weather Tuesday.
Terrible.
So to ensure that we get a show in this week, we decided we're going to air this on the rant now, and then probably not on Tuesday because no one listens on the rant.
dude, really?
What? Do they?
Please speak into the microphone, too. Jesus. There you go. That's better.
Do they listen on the rant?
They always listen on the rant, dude. We've got quite the following. Whom?
Yeah.
Do
they go on our patreon.com/wizardspodcast?
Yes.
And pledge $1,
yes.
Whole four quarters, 10 dimes, 20 nickels, 100 pennies to support the Shining Wizard Wrestling Podcast.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, he's quick with the maths, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. Well, because I'm married to an Asian woman. So you got it. Why are you ringing the? It's a truth.
Oh, there is snow coming tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Where?
I'm looking. New Jersey.
Oh, good. I'm glad Kevin.
Correct.
Kevin's all in on the show. He's worried about we interrupted his Sunday afternoon, his gallivanting.
Listen, don't underestimate gallivanting.
You didn't have to come.
That's a word my grandmother used to use.
It's a great word.
It is a good word.
It doesn't get used often enough anymore.
I enjoy a good gallivant. All right.
Are they at the zoo with the giraffes, the gallivants?
And I do my best gallivanting on Sunday afternoons.
All right. You didn't have to come. We didn't mean to interrupt your day.
Where does Kevin gallivant on a Sunday afternoon? I'm curious.
Do you go
to Caldor or Bradley's?
It's a wide open playing field.
Yeah, it's from one end of Main Street to the other.
That's right.
Do you have comedy tonight?
I do.
Oh, Kevin will be at Tierney's tonight for all three of you listening on the rant.
That's right.
And the one of you that's in New Jersey. I don't know where the other two are.
Come gallivant with me.
Yeah, really. Gallivant with Kevin at Tierney's in Montclair. He's going to tell some jokes.
That's going to be the name of your first comedy special.
Gallivanting?
Gallivanting. Yes.
All right.
That'd be awesome.
I'm in.
So Kevin texts us the other day.
What?
And he says, hey, lots of great news. And I'm like, what? Oh, you know, just all.
I said it was
and...
a big news day in wrestling.
I don't know if it
no,
was.
No,
though,
you didn't
man.
Say in wrestling. You said it was a big news day. So I got all excited. I was like, wow, the Dumb Fellas are going to be on Comedy Central or something. No, All Elite Wrestling signed Kenny Omega. I'm like, oh. Okay.
I don't even think that was the news. It was something about The Rock isn't. What's The Rock it
was,
doing?
He was supposed to host the Grammys tonight, right?
Whoa, I don't know. No, that was cares? Kevin Hart. They all don't look alike.
No, that's Oscars, you idiot.
Whoops.
And then there was the conference call with Triple H and McMahon and all that stuff that dropped the same day as the press conference. There was a lot of news that I thought maybe our spectacular interview with Danny Cage would have gotten swept under the rug because there was a lot going on.
It just came across like Kevin had big personal news, and that was kind of like I got excited about it.
No.
All right, Thursday at 4:27.
All right.
Here we go.
Big news day. I hit him with one question mark. Tony hits him with two question marks.
All right.
Today on the sheets. This is Kevin. Today on the sheets. That's lots right. happening with the WWE conference call, the AEW Omega stuff.
Yeah.
And I think you should have ended it there.
And then I said The Rock hosting.
No, XFL coach announced.
Yeah. That's pretty big. Bob Stoops.
It's not really wrestling related, though, just because it's the XFL.
It all is.
Rock was supposed to host the Oscars. We probably won't see our presser up. At least not today.
That's what I thought.
But I don't care. Who cares about The Rock? Do you watch the Oscars?
It's not the Oscars. It's the Grammys. Did
you
I write Oscars?
Oscars.
Oh, no. He was supposed to host the Oscars. That's right. That's right.
And then this one, he thinks you're like the next, with all due respect, the next Dane Cook. He's like, oh, you know, I thought it was a Comedy Central special.
Dude, I haven't done a show in 2019 yet. Do you think I'm getting signed?
Maybe you're working new material to put out there on Comedy Central. I don't know.
But then I feel like Kevin redeemed himself a couple hours later because I didn't know about the All Elite Wrestling press conference because I've been in this vortex where all I do is work and I move shit into the new house. So I have no idea what's going on in the world. But Kevin hits us with some good news that Sonny Kiss is going to All Elite Wrestling.
That was my going home.
That was your fucking... No. Are you serious?
No! Trying to get Kevin on the ball.
So I think that's great news. All Elite Wrestling had their big press conference.
Ticket sale event announcement.
On Thursday?
Yes.
And I think we took a lot away from that event. Some huge news. As Kevin had mentioned in his text, Kenny Omega signing with All Elite Wrestling. I don't know if that's huge news.
I think that the fact that it finally happened, people now can just shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
about
I didn't hear it as much as I did
leading into the Rumble.
Yeah, and then last year after he lost to Okada at Wrestle Kingdom 12. Right, that was last year, because the speculations were hot then.
I don't know. Ask Tony. He watched a lot of Japanese wrestling.
I am the Japanese wrestling expert on the show.
All right. I like that.
Ask any questions when they come up.
Okay.
I'll be happy to answer them.
I'll let you know. Right. I know the New Beginnings pay-per-view, I think, is tonight.
Yeah, it is tonight, actually.
Okay. But that, like,
are you being serious? Like, you actually know?
Yeah,
or...
but it's, like, really early here. So
yeah,
it's
like 3 a.m., 4 a.m., something like that.
Yeah, Kevin, come on. Get with it.
Get with it, Kev. Tony knows. Tony knows Japanese wrestling.
He does.
Yeah, you may know Martin Brodeur, but I know Okada and Kazushi. Like,
I do Kazushi, know Martin
that
Brodeur.
Is the same guy, isn't it?
I don't know what Kazushi is. That
Kazushi.
Is his name Kazushi Okada? Yeah. That's his name.
I don't know what his first name is. I don't know how to pronounce
Oh, you don't even know his first name.
I don't know how to pronounce his first name.
Oh, but well, you live
I
with
just
an
call
Asian
him Okada.
Woman.
It's Bob.
It's Kazushi.
Bob Okada.
Kazuchika? How do you say that?
It's actually not even Okada. It's Picada. It's chicken Picada.
Oh, geez. There's a K-A at the end?
Yeah, that's why. I just
Kazushka
called...
Okada.
He's actually Polish.
Kazushka.
That's what I was thinking.
Kazushka.
Fucking finisher is the kibasi.
I just call him Okada. No one calls him by his fucking first name.
Okada. All right. Right? I'm the expert, though. I knew it, so.
You did. I'll give you that. In your face.
You idiots.
So Kenny Omega,
Omega,
is signed to All Elite Wrestling.
Yay!
Which I think we all kind of knew, right? In the back of our minds, you kind of had
But now
know.
We're going to get that Kenny Omega Sonny Kiss match we've all been clamoring for.
No, it's going to be him and Jericho.
Ah, who gives a shit?
I kind of do.
Somebody said that Jericho's morphing more and more into Bob Mangione from fucking King of the Hill as the days go on. All right, now Matt's got to Google it.
Wait, Boomhauer, you mean?
No, he's the musician that was always on King of the Hill. He played like a trombone or a trumpet or some nonsense.
I don't remember him at all.
Fucking images of this guy.
I think it's Bob. Isn't it Bob Mangione?
I don't know. He looks the fucking same. He looks like Chris Jericho.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever.
This is like the people who are like, what did you think of Wrestle Kingdom? Like, Chris Jericho's fat. Like, fuck off, man. No, seriously.
Did you hear my revelation last week about Paige?
Oh, you think she's starting to look good again?
She's on the delicious side of the fence again.
She's always been on the delicious side.
Don't give me that, you Nia Jax loving fool.
What's your problem with Nia Jax?
Oh, come on. What not problem is there? Actually, I turned I turned the page on her last week. I kind of liked her tête-à-tête with Dean Ambrose, and apparently that's leading to some house show matches.
They have one advertised already.
Yep, there you go.
Which is February 22nd in Jonesboro, Arkansas.
Well, if anybody going to be happy that woman going to get beat up by her man going to be in Arkansas.
So that'll be interesting.
I told you, shut up, bitch.
Do you think the WWE is a little late to the intergender wrestling thing?
No. Because they got advertisers, so they're trying to, like... And notice it's not, like, I don't know, Sasha Banks and Dean Ambrose. It's somebody who's, like, big enough to, like, be squared up with one of the guys.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, I it's testing the waters. Maybe we get something. Maybe we don't.
Intergender wrestling...
Not really a fan.
Same.
There's a lot of people who aren't fans of it, but it's acceptable in this day and age. It's pro wrestling too. It's not real life.
Well, they did a lot worse back in the day than they are now.
Exactly.
So, like, if you're actually going to have a competitive match and it's not just a man beating up a woman, then I guess it's okay. But I'm still not a fan. I mean, we had Sizzling Stan on, and he talked about it and how it's. And then I kind of warmed up to it. Even though I'm not 100% sold, it's like you just want to wrestle the best. Sometimes the best is a woman. Sometimes the best is a man.
Right.
So, I guess I can live with it, but I'm not super happy about it.
No one's on their hands and knees with a dog collar on their neck, fucking walking around the ring.
Well, you've seen this?
Did you not watch the fucking Attitude Era ever?
No, he didn't put her on a collar. He just told her to crawl around and bark like a dog, and he didn't wrestle her.
They did some pretty degrading shit to women.
Oh, no kidding. Yes, but we're not talking that it was like men versus women in competition, really. I mean, Lita got involved once in a while on behalf of the Hardy Boys, but...
Well, Mae Young. Mae Young got power-bombed a couple times.
Yes, all right, fine. Yeah, fair enough.
But look, man, don't... With the whole, like, oh, it's like abuse, women beating up, getting beat up. Like, stop. Just fucking stop. It's professional wrestling. Why is everyone so fucking sensitive about everything? Literally everything hurts somebody's vagina. Your wife just turned the lights off.
Well, she's trying to tell you to stop talking about vagina.
Is that time? That mean nap time?
Yes.
So I could go for a nap right now.
All right, everybody. Good night. We'll see you later.
Good show, guys.
We'll be back in a little bit.
Nice nap. So All Elite Wrestling, right? I'm going to ask a pretty stupid question.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me get the soundbite ready. Okay, right. Go ahead.
Wait, that's... All right. I already know which one he's pulling up.
Yeah, but it doesn't
apply. It doesn't work, but yeah.
So, All Elite Wrestling signed, what's her nuts?
Sonya Kiss?
The transgender?
Nyla Rose.
Nyla Rose. Transgender. Does that mean she has a wing-wang, or she used to have a wing-wang?
I think it could be either
I don't
or,
know.
No?
Depends, because you could maybe be like a post-op, which means you might... not have it anymore.
Okay.
Or you could still have it if you're pre-op, right? Isn't that
like,
how
I'm not trying to be funny. I just, because in my world, there's like, you're straight, or you're gay, or you're transvestite.
No, because transvestites are men that dress like women.
Right.
Or vice versa. I don't think it's specific.
Yeah, I don't think it's just men. I think women can dress as men too, right?
Yeah, they're called lesbians.
I don't know.
But I don't...
I had no idea she was one.
Either did I. I don't understand the parameters of the transgender.
Well, can I Google, does Nyla Rose have...
There was an article written about
her. Yeah, but nothing said, like, what... And maybe that's none of our business.
I mean, I don't care either way.
I think it's great for the LGBTQ community. I think I got that right. Right?
Yeah,
sure, I guess.
Oh, Q is for queer, right?
No, questioning.
Question? Is it questioning?
I think, right?
I feel like we looked this up before. Let me look this up again.
Trans wrestler Nyla Rose just made history.
LGBTQ.
Is a full... Okay, here. Everything we need to know. It's from a site called LastWordOnProWrestling.com. I'm sure they have everything exactly right here. I don't know. Just trying to get some information. Kevin, how about a Devil's update?
It's intermission.
Who's Jungle Boy? Jungle Boy signed with All Elite
Wrestling.
Somebody's son.
Luke Perry's son.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Fuck, that's why that sounds familiar. Jimmy Havoc signed with them, too.
Oh, yeah, from Progress, right?
Yeah, and the kid that was on NWA 70, the kid from Mexico.
Oh, Sammy...
Guerrero.
There you go.
There we go.
Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender. Where's the Q, you fuck? LGBT. Is the Q a new thing?
Q's new.
Yo, who's Yuka Sakazaki?
Who?
She's like pondering why she's in All Elite Wrestling. This is awesome. Asia Kong signed with All Elite Wrestling?
Yes.
What? Nyla Rose.
At least for the show. I don't know if they're signed.
Okay, so here. We got the whole intersectionality thing here. Nyla Rose is a Native American. She comes from Japan.
How is that even
possible?
I
don't know. She worked for Sendai Girls. I'm sure Mega Powers knows about this stuff. She's been in Warriors of Wrestling, too, so she's pretty local.
I'm friends with her on Facebook. She's been around for a while.
She follows us on Twitter.
Yeah.
It just says that that Rose is a transgendered athlete. Let me see. Rose has won 6 titles. Okay, but they reference her as a she. So maybe she is a she with a wang. I don't know.
All right. I don't know. I was just curious. I mean, good for her.
It's okay to be curious, Matt.
I never knew whatever. I didn't know. I thought she was just a regular old dame.
A regular old dame.
Nice.
There you go. Well, crosses off a bunch of intersectional boxes, so good for them.
Let's see.
Good for them.
Transgender people have a gender identity or gender expression that differs from their assigned sexual.
So it's a...
So she might...
So she just might be a girl that is identified as a man?
And still have all the lady parts?
That's weird. Then why is she wrestling as a woman?
She is a woman.
But if... Right? She identifies as a... Oh, here we go.
Woman is a woman who was assigned male at birth. Trans women may experience gender dysphoria.
Dysphoria.
That too. And may transition. The process commonly includes hormone replacement therapy and sometimes sex reassignment surgery.
We are not qualified to talk about this.
Yeah, I just hit the Google button.
Everybody's qualified.
I'm just curious. I think it's great. First of all, I think it's great that she signed. I think it's great for the LGBT. Why does your wife keep turning? I'm getting freaked out.
Maybe it's the vacuum.
Maybe it's not her.
You got ghosts.
Ever, like, run the vacuum or plug something in and then something else goes out?
No, that's probably not a good thing if that happens.
Nah, it happens.
Yeah, that's probably a terrible thing. You may want to get somebody over to the house.
It happens.
Holy fuck.
You probably should get that looked at.
Yeah, definitely.
Nah,
like, instead of gallivanting today.
Yeah, maybe you should be worried about, your house burning down.
Probably gallivant down to Home Depot and get some new wiring.
Nah.
You need electrical stuff? I got plenty of stuff in the storage back there.
No, I don't.
I got wires, caps, electrical tape, boxes, switches, everything.
All right.
Tony Depot over here. He's got it all.
Tone Depot.
So I think
that's the name of the episode.
I think it's great that she's signed to All Elite Wrestling. I think it's great that Sonny's there. I'm really happy for Sonny Kiss. I think that's fucking awesome.
Good for him.
You don't know how hard it was to call Sonny Kiss matches and not refer to him as her. You really don't. That's how feminine Sonny is. Like, in all aspects of his life. But when he's in the ring, it's like, you kind of want to say she, but you don't, because he's a he, even though he's very feminine. Nothing?
Nope.
All right, we'll let you die on that ledge up by yourself.
Stick that foot right in your mouth.
Yeah. we weren't coming along for that ride.
Don't get mad at us. Don't be like that, man.
I'm not going to talk the rest of the show. I'm just going to speak in sound bites. That's it.
That's it.
I'm done.
But you
goodbye, everybody. See you next week.
See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. That's it. You're done. Tony's out.
Tony's really out. You want to watch the devil? You want to watch the devil
Ding!
Game? Put it on for you.
All Elite Wrestling is partnering with Mexico's Lucha Libre AAA.
No, what?
Yeah, buddy.
And so is Impact, which is weird.
Yeah, they also have a working relationship with them. Really? Why? You know, there's new Impact Tag Team Champions.
Correct! Ding!
Do you know who those Tag Team Champions are?
Correct! Ding!
I can't see them.
You know who that is?
Correct! Ding!
All right, who are the new Impact Tag Team Champions?
You idiots.
No.
That's not right.
It's taking a while. We got a lot of sound clips here.
Oh, man. Tony's...
It's corpsing. All right. Yeah, kind of. I mean, we're all over the place on this bonus episode, but Tony's pretty right. The Lucha Brothers defeated LAX on Twitch.
Correct.
Friday night to become
sorry
Impact Tag Team
anymore.
Champions.
Yeah, I heard it was a good match. Didn't get a chance to watch it.
It's a great match. All of Impact Friday night was actually very enjoyable.
They even did the whole, you know, professionalism, sportsmanship, handshake, and everything at the end.
Yeah.
That's cool, man.
I guess.
You don't like that?
I don't know. Sometimes I feel like it's overdone. You know,
respect,
why does everyone have to shake a hand?
Is Johnny Mundo still the champ?
Yes. He will be taking on Moose, Brian Cage, and Killer Cross next week in a four-way match.
Yeah, it's a new champion. Guaranteed.
You think so?
Gotta be. Is that on pay-per-view? Can we make predictions?
It will not be on pay-per-view.
All right, well, it doesn't count then.
What do you mean it doesn't count?
Doesn't count for us.
I mean, you can make your predictions.
All right, I'm saying Killer Cross is winning the title. There's going to be some shenanigans and tomfoolery.
All right. I think Johnny Mundo retains.
I hope not. His title reign's been a disappointment. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he really doesn't, I don't know.
He doesn't connect, dude. Even when Brian Cage is ready to kill him, he's like, right, chill out. Well, you get a title match. Relax. It's like, no, dude, he's pissed off. He's getting in your face. Get back in his face.
He's like this generation's RVD.
Oh, it's awful. It's awful. Nobody is this generation's RVD.
It's true.
RVD
not
is.
Even Matt Riddle is even like his own like self, even though he's got that cool vibe to himself. You know, he's a little different than RVD. Nobody could be RVD. That's a one and done.
Truth. Tony over here dropping truth bombs. You mentioned RVD. They made a huge announcement during Impact that at Impact's United We Stand show, partnering with Wrestle Pro, Thursday night, Raw in New Jersey, the Lucha Brothers are taking on the tag team of Rob Van Dam and Sabu.
Wow.
Right?
Wow. So Sabu's going to throw blood and feces all over the place, and RVD's going to sit back and smoke a joint and go, it's okay, bro.
Probably. Sure. It's not. I love Rob Van Dam and Sabu. Love them as a tag team.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Quantification.
Sabu is not. I don't want to see this version of Sabu.
Ooh, is the fat Indian guy and what's her name going to be there too?
Probably.
Oh,
The genie definitely is going to be in his
Who
corner.
Is that again?
It's his wife, Melissa Coates.
Melissa Coates, thank you. I forgot her name.
Coates McGoats.
Yes.
I can't with this.
Nostalgia?
With these fucking dream matches.
Why?
With all due respect to Sabu. I don't know why I said it like that.
Sabu.
And maybe to a certain extent, Rob Van Dam. And I love Rob Van Dam. I've never been in a wrestling ring, so who the fuck am I to say anything? There's no fucking way they can keep up with the Lucha Brothers. I'm sorry.
The Lucha Brothers are going to take it down a notch, bro. You don't think?
It's just not... I don't want to see...
Oh, come on, though, but it's cool.
I don't want to see old wrestlers.
Oh, come on. Wait. You mean to tell me that when we were going to shows, like, you didn't like seeing Rock and Roll Express? You didn't think they could still do what they do?
When did I see the Rock and Roll Express?
Well, when did you see their balls? Like, were you just hanging out in locker rooms, or were you there to watch wrestling?
I think that was like a fucking four-way dance, and they didn't do shit. They got their moves in, and they didn't take any bumps.
Didn't we see them wrestle the Carinos? We saw them in a tag match once.
Think so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was like a four-way dance, no?
No. You said, how's your balls? Good luck tonight.
Don't want to see it.
The balls or them wrestling?
Don't want to see the old guys in these, like, dream matches.
Hey, I don't want to see the older guys.
I get it. It's
Sal Palomo passed away, by the way. Rest in peace.
Wow, really? Like in the middle of this conversation?
Because you gave an Italian accent. I wanted to give people context why you're feeling Italian today.
I'm not feeling Italian. I'm just feeling like...
bummed?
Like fucking Sabu is not Sabu from 15, 20 years ago. He can barely fucking walk.
Neither's Jeff Jarrett. Did you like him on Raw last week?
Yes.
He looks awful.
No, he looked okay. Jesse James looks awful.
The road doggy dog.
Yeah, he looks awful. Doing that whole shiznit and all that.
Eating a lot of hot doggy dogs.
Oh. I think there's a... difference, though. Jeff Jarrett is known... Jeff Jarrett's like a wrestler. He's not like... No, just listen.
Truth bombs.
He's not... He doesn't do an Arabian face buster. He doesn't do a triple jump moonsault.
Does he give anyone Arabian goggles?
Maybe. You could put Jeff Jarrett in there with somebody and it can work. Sabu is known for his death-defying leaping abilities, his crazy moonsaults, putting people through tables. He can barely walk. I don't want to see that. Sorry. I won't be seeing this extreme dream match.
Oh, boo.
Why Abu?
Sabu.
Sabu.
What? Didn't they do, like, at PWS, like, Sabu against Morrison? Like, I felt bad for John Morrison.
No, it was Rob Van Dam and
Van
Morrison.
Van Dam versus Morrison.
Sabu, who'd Sabu wrestle in a dream match, too? Didn't he wrestle Johnny Morrison in a match?
Wait, didn't Rob Van Dam wrestle AJ Styles at a PWS show as well?
Yes.
Yes. I remember.
I'm pretty sure it was Sabu and John Morrison the same night as the Rock and Roll Express's Balls.
Balls of balls of balls.
Wait, Robert Gibson's balls crooked? I don't think.
And it wasn't a good match because Sabu is too.
What is with you? Speak like an American for Christ's sakes! What is this Sabu?
Sabu.
What are you, like Middle Eastern all of a sudden?
Yes,
Sabu.
I think it's great for everyone that's going to be there for WrestleMania weekend, but I think it's going to be a shitty, shitty match.
You idiots.
I don't. All right, fine.
I'll be there.
Sabu. Let's move on.
There, Kevin will be there. He won't remember any of the results, and we won't get any updates.
Well, are the Devils playing that night?
Ooh, that's a good question. Devils or WrestleMania?
Ooh, playoffs? Is that playoff time?
No. Devils aren't making the playoffs.
Playoffs starting like
Devils are going to tank for the number one pick. Hopefully,
like the Knicks.
Yeah. At this point, there's no reason not to.
Who's the worst team? The Knicks or the Devils?
Knicks by far. The Knicks have like 11 wins.
They're doing worse than Brooklyn?
Brooklyn's good?
Brooklyn's got the sixth seed in the playoffs right now. Well, if playoffs started today, they'd be in.
I didn't realize you follow basketball.
I listen to a lot of sports talk radio.
Mike and the Mad Dog.
When I'm driving around.
You listen to like Mike on the Mad Dog? On Mad Dog Radio?
No, I don't know. I got rid of my SiriusXM.
Oh, you listen to Boomer and Carton? Oh, wait, who's in jail?
Carton.
Carton's in jail?
Not yet.
Who does Boomer do the show with?
He Gio. Greg Giannani.
Greg Gian. Do I know him? Would I know
him personally?
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. Sports radio has gotten away from me.
Way to bring this whole fucking show to
I've been doing it all night. When are you going to stop me?
I could talk about sports.
All right. Let Kevin talk about sports.
No, I don't. Do we have something to talk about?
Yes, the Devils.
Plenty to talk about.
All right. We'll talk.
About wrestling, right?
Yeah. Wrestling talk.
Okay. Talk about wrestling.
Bryce Harper and the Giants, possibly.
Who? I'm so glad you came out tonight, dude.
Brilliant.
We are live on the rant, rantdmradio.com. Thank God no one's listening.
Oh, God. I hope you're all listening to this. I really do. It'll be a while before I'm back here again, so enjoy it now.
Holy shit, Matt quit the show.
No, I'm not quitting. I just worked.
Breaking news.
No. It's a lot of work.
Sabu's returning and Matt's quitting.
Fuck Sabu. He's a piece of shit. I'll tell him that to his fucking face.
You pretty much have.
I'll do it again. Fucking jerk off. Tell me to fucking kill myself.
Well.
Trying to be friendly with him on Twitter. Fucking hand job.
Hey, Sabu, you want to do my wrestling podcast?
No, I didn't. It was like his birthday and I was like giving him props. Like he was my favorite guy growing up. And, I used to like try and like cut myself like Sabu when I was like 16 years old.
That's not a joke, people.
No. And he was like, "Oh, you should have put it to your neck and killed yourself." And I'm like, "You're a fucking jerk off.
Never meet your heroes."
Yep.
Exactly. Well, when I went to that independent show and he came out to the Spice Girls, that kind of ruined it for me. And that was like 2000.
Ooh, the famous show where the ring broke.
No, that wasn't that show.
No, but he wrestled Crowbar.
Crowbar.
Yeah. Look at that. You know, yeah. You have more in common with Sabu than you thought.
What? Matt never wrestled Crowbar.
That you know of.
How is that? What does he have in common with Sabu?
He Please. Was there the same night.
I've been in a lot of the same places that Sabu's been. I hate to be the bearer of bad news.
Yeah, but how many pro wrestlers' trailers have your father pissed on? Just one.
Just one.
That you know of.
That's true.
And whose trailer was it?
It was RVD and Sabu's.
Well, there you go.
Sabu.
You got more of a connection to Mr. Sabu than you know.
I guess.
All right. What else we got in news and notes? We have anything else interesting
Holy
to talk
moly,
about?
Do we all have news and notes.
Oh, Jesus. How much research did you do?
As much as I could do in an hour before I came here.
That looks like a week's worth of research.
No, it was really quick and easy.
All right. Well, then hit us with the quick and lay us on the easy.
Lucha Underground.
Fuck?
I don't know.
Lucha Underground continues with their woes.
Whoa.
As someone else has filed a lawsuit against them.
Good. They should. What's Lucha Underground been doing? Nothing.
Apparently, they won't let people out of their contracts.
Yeah, we knew this like 4 years ago when they were signing everybody. It's like, what the fuck do you do for the rest of the year when there's no work?
So, like, that's right. Joey Ryan can't go to All Elite Wrestling. Ivelisse can't go anywhere because she's under contract with them.
They should just bring a class action and get it over with.
And then apparently El Hijo de Fantasma, who is also known as King Cuerno on Lucha Underground, he filed a lawsuit. He claimed that both El Rey and Baba G, which is the production company, have illegally restricted him and other wrestlers from engaging in their lawful profession.
Yeah, no, it's fair enough. Everybody's got a right to make a living, and if they're not holding up their end of the deal by providing said living for them, then they should be able to get out of it.
They're saying that Lucha Underground, the wrestlers who are strictly working there are making less than $4,000 a year.
Yeah, which is ridiculous.
It really is.
You can't restrict somebody from making a living. You just can't. That's unconscionable.
Get there.
Yes, I got there somewhere. All right.
So this is a specific. There we go. Did it. Go ahead. You should have that ready.
Yeah, I was relaxing. Ready. I was getting ready for some news. Zip.
That might be the best.
I should put that to music.
The best sound clip you've ever pulled.
Really?
That will never get old.
See, we talked about it last week. I had a feeling it would be old by the time we got together.
I don't think so. When did she do that? At the Royal Rumble?
It was at the Royal Rumble, yeah.
Holy moly guacamole.
Yep. And thank you very much to Matthew for bringing that to my attention on the recent Botchamania episode.
All right, there you go.
Because I wouldn't have caught that watching it live for some odd reason.
Former NFL All-Pro punter Pat McAfee, he's signed with the WWE.
He's been there, though.
He fucking sucks. He wow. sucks a dick.
Yeah, and his virus software is terrible.
I can't stand him on the takeovers.
Fuck him.
He sounds awful. And he sounds like he has no idea what the fuck he's doing there.
I don't know.
I can't say that I've ever seen him, so I can't chime in.
You're not missing anything, Kevin.
Yeah, fuck him anyway.
I'll let you in on a secret,
buddy. We got enough shitbags doing fucking behind-the-scenes work at WWE.
I think he's hot garbage. And that is enough. I don't think he doesn't deserve to be there. I just don't get it. I don't think he's very good.
Yeah, I don't get it either. Fuck him.
So, the day before the G1 Supercard, Ring of Honor and New Japan Pro Wrestling will be holding a fan event, the Festival of Honor.
Ooh.
Great.
Which I may have to do to spend an afternoon with Dalton Castle and the boys.
I thought you hate Dalton Castle.
That's why I would have to fucking do it, Tony.
Why? Maybe. Would you like talk shit like you used to do when you were youngin'?
Yes, I might.
Oh. I might have to be there. If you're going to guarantee me that you're going to go off the rails and start some old school fucking Bowman shit, then I will have to be there. Matter of fact, I will drive and I'll bring your old man with us too, because I'd want him to relive the glory.
Yeah, but if he has to miss work, he's not going to want to do that.
No, I don't want the guy to miss work. Definitely not.
So you get...
File a lawsuit against you.
Oh, I wouldn't want that, Kevin.
So you can't have that happening. Can't have that happening.
What is this shit?
It'll take place Friday. It begins at 10 a.m. and it ends at 6 p.m. There'll be a live Q&A session where fans can ask their favorite ROH New Japan stars questions. There's an arm wrestling kingdom, an arm wrestling contest hosted by Matt Taven, and the G1 Supercard press conference.
Fucking hey.
Is it getting to be too much?
The press conferences?
No, just WrestleMania in general, WrestleMania weekend.
Dude, it's a cash grab. Anything that these folks can do to make some extra money on the fact that 80 to 90,000 wrestling fans are going to be converging on one stadium, like one venue. You got to take advantage of that.
I understand, smart. But there's just so much. Like,
well, this is why you got to pick and choose, and the guys that aren't good at it are going to go away, and the folks that know what they're doing are going to keep doing it.
And it's fucking exhausting.
I can't wait.
I mean, it's not like you have to go to every show, but you have options. Isn't it great to have options?
Sure. But you say you can't wait now, but realistically,
what?
Like, are you going to do, like, so Wednesday, there's a WrestlePro show, right?
There's, yeah, and then Impact is, I think, is the same night.
It's the United We Stand one?
Yeah.
That's Thursday night.
WrestlePro has a show, like, every day that week,
I think.
They have
the Funny Don't Equal Money.
Yeah.
With the stupid Bird Box match.
That's probably all I'll do.
That's Wednesday.
Is the WrestlePro Raw
stuff.
Can
I stop you for a second?
Sure.
What is the Bird Box movie? Did you watch it?
No.
Do you know what it's about?
It's a fucking some stupid movie where they fucking put blindfolds on.
And they kill each other.
And they can't, if they take them off, you fucking die.
Okay. It's
stupid.
All right. I had no
idea. It's like
idea.
If you take it off, you see like your biggest fears or some stupid dog shit.
Oh, like in the tree in fucking Empire.
I don't know much about Star Wars, so.
Wow. Okay, I didn't really know anything about Bird Box except Sandra Bullock with a blindfold, like, shooting people.
Yeah, that was, like, the big thing.
Okay.
All right, so that's Wednesday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a show Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But then there's other shows, too, Thursday.
Okay.
Right? There's a bunch of other shows. And then Friday, there's, like, fucking 10 shows. And Saturday, there's a bunch of shit. Like, right now, all I'm going to is the MSG Supercard show.
We're doing Busted Open, though,
and
right?
Busted Open in the afternoon, but that's not really, like, a
wrestling
show.
Yeah, but it's still, it's something. It's something to look forward to. I'm looking forward to that.
Right.
Yeah, me too.
But, like, as a, like, it's just so much. Like, even when they did the first year here, like, we did WrestleCon. We did, like, PWS the first night. And the next day, we did... me and the Lopez's did an Evolve show. Then we went to PWS. Then we did WrestleCon in the day. Like, Saturday, I was fucking wiped out.
Yeah.
Like, do these people do, like, a lot of cocaine?
Probably. It's wrestling.
It's a good question.
Like, it's just so much. And it just keeps getting bigger and bigger with, like, the Joey Janela spring breaks at, like, midnight. Like,
yeah, but this is also, it's like Mother's Day or Valentine's Day or Christmas for wrestling fans. Like, this is the one time of the year where, like, we're going to do it. We're going to go out. We're going to see this show. We're going to see that show. We're going to top it off with Mania. We're going to go to Raw the next night. And that's going to be it, dude. Like, people are going to just, like, for a week, just go on no sleep. There's probably people that book their vacations out just to go to all the shit.
Right. Absolutely. I don't think it's a bad thing. I just think it's a lot.
Of course it is, but it's options. And if anybody, look, if you host a regular show and you draw like 200 or 300 people, you throw on WrestleMania weekend, you might draw 1,000 people. That's money in everybody's pocket that's on that show. Can't go wrong with that. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't think, I just think there's a lot going on. Like,
you just have to find the WWE fans that are willing to expand their horizons and go to, like, you know, the MSG show or go and come out and go to WrestlePro or go to Warriors.
Well, that's become,
well, you know what I'm saying?
That's become just as big, if not bigger than WrestleMania, that New Japan Ring of Honor stuff. I'm sure people decided, I'm sure there are a lot of people that made their trip about that and not WrestleMania. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
And the good thing is, like, those people are probably, if I had a wager, more likely to go check out independent shows. You know
right.
what I'm saying? So, fuck, dude. It's a good time for wrestling. More money for everybody.
It's a great time.
So,
it's
fuck
just,
it.
I just think it's a lot. I saw something else where they're doing, like, something in Brooklyn with, like, New Japan people.
I don't doubt it. And Access is going to be at the Piers in Brooklyn, too.
Oh, did you get your tickets?
No.
Oh.
Did you?
No, you were talking about it last week.
Yeah, but I don't think I'm going to
You have, like,
shit.
The passcodes and the...
I wanted to give it out to help the people. I mean, you know.
Oh, okay.
That's
I didn't
what
know if you were going to go.
No. Why, are you?
No.
Then why are you fucking worried about me if I'm going?
I'm just making conversation, man.
Kevin, are you going to Brooklyn?
For what?
Access.
No.
No.
I will not.
Well, there you go.
Why would I go to Access?
I don't know.
Why not?
Go meet Becky Lynch and
right,
Natalia
get your picture
and...
with the man.
Fuck yeah, dude.
And Mandy Rose.
What would it cost to get Becky Lynch to punch you in the balls?
Like a hard punch or like a tap?
No.
I think the tap is more painful.
Like chips?
like punch?
No, like you never, like the chips, like when you hit them with the back of your hand. You never call the chips?
No, I don't.
Because like you're chipping them in the balls. You give them a little fling like chips. You never did that shit?
Did you say chips?
I went to England. Yeah? Yeah. You know what I had for dinner? Fish and chips. And you'd fucking hit them in the balls.
Seems like a lot to get there.
No, well, but I mean, there's other ways you could do it. Yo, grab me a bag of Lay's chips. You know, shit like that. You never called it chips?
No.
We used to call it chips. We still do call it chips.
Must be.
It's a fucking...
It's like anything.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Stupid.
Sorry. What did you call it?
We called, hey, I'm going to punch you in the balls. We didn't have a name for it. We didn't announce that we were going to do it. We just did it, and then we said,
no,
hey.
You don't announce it, but when you
You just
him,
said.
But when you'd hit him, you'd go, chips.
Yeah, but your setup is like.
Well, you don't have to set it up.
You see it coming a mile away.
I mean, if they're there for the, you know, exposed, they're there for the chipping, and you just fucking chip them.
Right, no testes.
Yeah, but like an underhanded thing. No, Becky Lynch, I mean, like, I want her to fucking cock back and, like, you know, follow through.
Sure.
Like, straight through. What?
You think she would do that?
Fuck yeah.
What do you think of all the rumors about Randy Orton going to All Elite Wrestling?
Never gonna happen.
Never gonna happen?
Never gonna happen.
Why?
Dude, look at the schedule he's on now. He's making money for pretty much doing nothing. And he's fucking good at what he does. So, he ain't going anywhere.
Why
guarantee
not?
You. Guarantee you. Why would he? Why would he?
Well, from what is being reported from Jesus Christ, my brain doesn't want to work. I'm sorry.
Mike Johnson.
All Elite Wrestling. They're giving out substantial contracts and very wrestler friendly schedules. This is somebody who has won every single title possible. He's main evented every single show. In the WWE, what more can he do at the WWE? He's a bona fide WWE Hall of Famer. Why not?
I think he's making way too much money, and why would he want to change anything up at this point in his career?
But if All Elite Wrestling is offering him a contract, let's say a six-figure contract, and he has to do half the dates that he's doing now.
You don't think he's making a lot more than six figures right now in his position?
No, but look. Because you're going to get a contract for six figures, right?
Yeah, but what is Randy Orton really doing right now that he's going to be, like, missing so much? Like, he really needs a lighter schedule? Like, what is
he
doing now?
He's going into the Elimination Chamber. He's on SmackDown every week.
Yeah, he's probably doing house shows.
Yeah, you think so?
Yes, absolutely.
I don't know, man. If I'm Randy Orton, I don't think I'm going anywhere. I'm fucking fat and happy with that contract.
You don't want to go and see if you can be successful elsewhere?
No, not at his age, at this point in his career.
He lost to AJ Styles.
Oh, like it's a bad thing to lose to the fucking WWE champion who's had the belt for over a year.
Good thing AJ Styles isn't the WWE champion, stupid.
No, but he was the champion for over a year. He beat John Cena. He lost to John Cena.
Right, but I'm saying he's still working house shows. He was in DeKalb, Illinois Saturday night.
So?
You just asked if he was doing house shows.
You know where I wish I was? In DeKalb, Illinois, working a fucking house show for WWE.
But I think you're missing the point. Is I don't think he can't achieve anything else in the WWE.
I don't think he goes. That's my opinion. I think he's happy. He's loyal. He's sticking around. I don't think he's going anywhere. Definitely do not see him leaving. I don't. He's one of those names. And when I hear it, it's WWE. That's it.
So we thought about Jericho. Jericho said he would never, ever wrestle for another company in the States other than WWE.
Well, that's Jericho's fault. But I can see Jericho going other places to ply his trade. I mean, he's done it, you know?
You don't think the water gets stagnant after a while?
Sure it does. But if you're swimming along and you're collecting your money along the way, who cares? Maybe. Look, Randy Orton's not going to be winning world titles every fucking week like he used to. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know, man. You got to think of like wrestlers sometimes as like creative beings, man. Sometimes they just want more. They want more creatively. They want more opportunities elsewhere. They want to see if their star can shine brighter somewhere else. And I think that the opportunity for AEW, even though we still have no clue what the fuck it's going to be, is alluring to a lot of guys.
Let me ask you, how old do you think Randy Orton is?
38.
42.
Oh.
Why do you think?
I said 38, but...
I said 42.
Yeah. He's 38.
38, good call.
Wow. Totally.
He's from Knoxville, Kevin.
Well, he's the king. He's the king. He's the king of Knoxville, Tennessee. He's 38. Oh, he's 38. Oh, he's 38. He's going to go to All Elite.
I like it. I like it a lot.
No, but I agree with Kevin. Like, at, like you've been, he came up at a different time. There was no territories. There were no independents.
Where did he wrestle? He was in like Florida OVW. That was it. I think that was it. Yeah. And he came up at the same time as Cena.
Right. So he's never been outside the WWE machine. Do you think as a,
Maybe
he wants to challenge himself and be, maybe I can go out there and make more money. He's not.
Look, everything you're saying. Yes, absolutely. My gut's telling me he's not going anywhere. He's just not. That's my gut.
It's my gut. It's my gut. What would your gut say if it could talk? Tony's gut.
I think it's very interesting. He's done everything there is to do in the WWE. Go out there, have those matches with the Young Bucks, with the Adam Pages, with the, you know, Chris Jericho, who's a completely different wrestler than he was. Kenny Omega.
Yeah, I'm sure, I'm sure that intrigues a lot of people.
All right, well, fair enough. That's fine. Whatever. I'm just saying, I just don't think it's going to happen, but I look, it would surprise me if it did. That's all.
I would be more surprised if he than not, yes, if he went
okay,
to.
Okay, well, there you go.
See? But I still see, I don't see it as an impossibility.
Well, never say never in wrestling, but.
Like, this is a super exciting time. Like, the last time when there was a potential turf war for talent was what? The Monday Night Wars?
Yeah, I know it's going to happen. Randy Orton's going to leave. He's going to leave SmackDown and wind up on Raw at the shakeup after WrestleMania. Stephanie's going to throw bigger money at him to go to Raw.
Fucking
there you go.
Dope.
I hate you so much.
I watched that press conference, that ticket thing, and I know it's brand new, but there's a lot of work that needs to be done for them. It wasn't the prettiest thing to watch, technically and aesthetically, and it wasn't run well at all. Music. It was like I was back there doing the music cues.
Don't sell yourself short.
Fucking up.
You do an excellent job.
Botching everything. it was rough. And while I do appreciate all the talent that they have, the Kenny Omega Jericho thing was awesome. I just don't. And I've been thinking about this a lot. I don't know if they don't have a Vince McMahon. Like, they don't have a Vince McMahon who. While he's older now, they don't have a Vince McMahon where at the time he was hands-on everything and made the company a billion-dollar company. So I'm kind of nervous about that. And again, I don't know because I don't know what they want to be. I don't know if they want to have weekly TV. I don't know if they just want to do monthly shows. I don't know. So a lot of stuff was technically and cues were off and this and that. And it was just it felt like an independent show.
Okay.
To me.
I mean, were you tuning in and expecting something different?
Well, that's on me then, I guess. Because my expectations of this is a competitor to WWE. My expectations for AEW are super high where they are going to be the new WCW. So then if I was expecting, yeah, I was expecting something more. I was expecting a more professional, grand appearance from them.
Ooh, you said Amore. You think Enzo Amore is going to become all elite?
Oh, please, God. No. Definitely not. They
definitely
don't want,
won't be.
Well,
what do you know? A couple of haters over here.
They don't need that cancer there.
So, I mean, the ending was kind of fun with Jericho and Omega, but other than that, it just seemed really second rate, in my opinion.
Well, I don't think they're going to be any competition for the WWE.
I think they will if guys start going.
What guys, though?
If Dean Ambrose goes, if Randy Orton goes, those two guys right there, that's pretty major.
Yeah, those two guys, but like a Ty Dillinger or like the Revival.
No, that won't move the needle. No offense to Ty Dillinger and the Revival, but if you got top guy, if AJ Styles goes, that's huge. If they get AJ Styles, Dean Ambrose, and Randy Orton, just say for fucking fuck's sake.
I thought I heard AJ was re-signing, like that they were still negotiating, but things
it's possible. Yeah, they are.
I thought I saw that too.
Yeah, you did, because I read it as well. And I think Samoa Joe's deal is up at some point soon. I'm not making that up.
Samoa Joe cut his promo on all five of the other guys in the Elimination Chamber on SmackDown last week, somebody set it to rap music, and they sped it up, and it was fucking perfect. Like it was rhyming, it matched the music and everything.
Oh, I got to hear this.
We gotta see if we could pull it up. Maybe we could play it. I think it's on YouTube, but
I'll look for it during the break.
It's pretty good stuff. Definitely worth playing. Definitely.
Yeah, I think they're anything that's new, especially something like All Elite Wrestling where there's so many different components to it. I can only imagine the levels of stress, and you have to factor in the streaming too. Like if that's streaming, like is there? If you're there live, does the music queue up, and is there a lag with the stream? Like, there's so many different things.
No, you could tell this was because they comment, they made jokes about it. Like Brandi Rhodes was making jokes about how the music wasn't supposed to be played at the time. And,
at least you own it, right?
Yeah. No, which is fair.
I don't know. That wouldn't really sour me. Like the NWA 70th anniversary show from a production value was terrible.
It was dog shit.
But that will not stop me from, you know, if they show the Crockett Cup, I'm definitely going to check that out.
So, yeah, again, this just might be on me, and my expectations are way too lofty.
I couldn't even get mine to stream that well. I told you. I was trying to watch it on Facebook. I was having a hard time with it.
It was perfect on the Being of the Elite YouTube page. Yeah. It was perfect.
But then again, for me, just flipping on Facebook, and it's like, oh, hey, there's a press conference. I was like, oh, okay. I really didn't even know about it, to be honest with you. I just happened to see it on my stream, and I jumped in.
Penta and Phoenix are there now, too.
Right. They have the handshake deal,
But they're not going to be on Impact anymore? Like,
no,
how
they
is
will.
That going to work?
They will. I don't know yet, but they will. Their deal might not be exclusive to AEW.
Yeah, certain guys have... I know what, Jericho and Omega? Jericho said he's open to work...
Japan.
And I think Omega said it's the same thing if they'll have him back.
Yeah. I don't understand why they didn't... This sounds so stupid. Like, if Cody wanted to like change the world, why didn't he just like go all in and try to make Ring of Honor bigger?
Because he wants it to be his baby. He's a Rhodes first and foremost. I mean, look at his dad. His dad wanted it to be all in his own vision too. That's why he butted heads with so many people back in the Crockett days. You know, like you look at the history of Dusty Rhodes, like for all the great stuff he did for wrestling, he rubbed an awful lot of people the wrong way. But that's because he wanted everything in his vision, you know?
Which I can respect if Cody has that vision. I just don't know. A lot, again, is wait and see. Does he have the Vince McMahon in him?
It's kind of like...
Or does he have his dad in him?
It's kind of like Impact with Billy Corgan. When he was trying to buy into Impact, and when he did, it was like, but you can't do this, and you can't do that, and you have to do this. He was like, fuck it. He bought out the NWA completely, and he's building it from the ground up in his image. It's probably what Cody wants to do. He wants to do the same exact thing.
And it's a very similar situation close to home with us. It's PWS and WrestlePro. Pat was part of PWS, and when that fell apart with Eric, he could have chose to continue with the PWS lineage and have all the goofy nonsense. But he started over to build something up of his own. So I think Tony's right in that part where maybe Cody.
Thank
just,
you.
Because Ring of Honor's been around for what, 17 years?
Yeah, almost 20 years now. It's crazy.
Right? Same thing with Impact. They've been around forever. You don't want to take something that already has a reputation and has built itself to a certain level. Like,
so. And this brings me back to, unless guys are jumping when their contracts are done, I don't know where they're going to get all the talent to sustain a full company.
Who?
All Elite.
I think All Elite's got a hell of a roster right
now.
Yeah,
but it's a roster of 10 people?
No, the roster's bigger than that.
But it's Bucks, Paige, Cody, MJF, Janela, Penta, Phoenix, whatever, Sonny, Jimmy Havoc.
SoCal Uncensored.
So it's like, yeah, it's no more than like
Sonny Kiss, SEMA.
Yeah, the China guys.
Here, right. These are all as of February 8th. When was that? Friday, Saturday?
Friday.
Okay. blah, 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 blah. Oh, this
isolate that.
This is going to be a pain in the ass. Like, they have all fucking pictures. There was another website that actually had a whole list.
All right, why don't you just look for a list?
God, fuck. Fuck, God.
I think they already had, like, 12,000 pre-sales, I think, orders.
Right. The tickets went on sale today, right?
Or something. Maybe tomorrow.
No, today. I thought it was February 10th.
Could be.
I could be wrong. I'll have to look into that. I don't know.
I was watching it live. There were two different things. There was like, because they crashed the website that day, but I don't know if that was for pre-orders. And they said they kept showing the Access TV website. So I don't know if that means anything.
Okay, these are people officially signed. Kenny Omega, Chris Jericho, the Jacksons, of course. Cody, Adam Page, Pac, Chucky T, Beretta. Sonny Kiss, Sammy Guevara, Kazarian, Christopher Daniels, Scorpio Sky, Pentagon Jr., Phoenix. It hasn't been signed. Britt Baker, Aja Kong, Brandi Rose, Kylie Rae, Joey Janela, MJF, Jimmy Havoc, Penelope Ford, the Stronghearts from OWE.
Yes. That's the China guys.
Suka Yak. Saka
to me.
But then we also had other ones that we didn't mention that we talked about earlier, like Nyla Rose. So this isn't even a complete list, but they already got like 27, 28 people, right?
Yeah. I mean, how much more do you need to run a weekly show?
And MJF's not even on the list here. He signed with them. Joey Janela's not on the list.
Yes, he is. You've read his name before.
Did I read his name? Oh, I did read his name. You're right. Oh, I read MJF. I'm an idiot. Hmm. All right, so I'm fucking stupid again.
I think they still need to make bigger splashes, though. Again, that's just for my expectations. If your expectations are just an awesome, solid wrestling company, then that roster is absolutely fine. But to me, in my head, this is a direct competitor to WWE.
Yeah, but what's not to say one of those guys is the next Sting?
Sting.
No, that's fine, and you're probably right. Listen, I love... Out of all those guys, MJF and Janela are probably two of my favorite characters, like, ever, right, that are going right now. So there's one of them or both of them could easily blow up and be a next big... Chucky T and Trent are fucking amazing. So I know that. I get that. But they've been great everywhere they've gone. Like, to me, it's a lateral move as opposed to a step higher. I need AEW to get, like, a Randy Orton. For some reason, I don't know why I feel that way. I just do. For them to be like a legit competitor, but
would, and I know this isn't going to happen.
John Cena,
CM Punk.
That would move the needle for me.
I think it would move the needle for a lot of people. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because he said they didn't even reach out to him about All In.
Well, it was like what Danny Cage said. Like, you hear a lot of things about, you know, reaching out and doing this and doing that. He's like, but nobody's seen anything, and wrestling's full of a lot of, like, yeah, we did this, we did
exactly.
That.
Exactly. We have no clue what's really going on.
Exactly.
But it's fun to speculate and talk about it.
I love it, yeah.
Of course it is.
Especially since, again, you know, the WWE product is not really...
And listen, they don't need... I'm not saying AEW needs... Anybody doesn't need any of these guys because they sold out Chicago. They're going to sell out MGM Grand. They're going to be fine if they keep running these shows every few months. My thing is, if they want to have a weekly TV show, if that ever is in the cards, they got to beef up that roster.
Beef.
Yeah, but how much more?
I think you need the names. I think you need a mix of both to get started. Then you can phase out.
Yeah, but you don't think, like, Cody and the Bucks are name enough? Jericho, Omega?
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
What about Ryback?
He's hurt.
But, you know, maybe they signed somebody like him.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, he's not a needle mover to me, but...
But still, if you want beef, don't get much more beefy than Ryback.
That's fair. I think his dog's name was Beefy.
Well, there you go.
You know, you could use a very similar...
No, you're right. I forgot about the main players. Their star power is pretty high.
Almost like you don't have to go like nuts with TV. You do 2 to 3 matches in a 1-hour show with a couple little segments sprinkled in between. If the storytelling's done right, it's very ECW-ish.
Even if they just get a half an hour a week of television.
You need
more than a half an hour.
I think you, for the most part, except for NXT, which is the outlier, I think you need a 2-hour show.
Sure, but if you want to introduce people to the product, you know, you could do a half an hour easily just to get people interested. I don't know. All right, well, with that, we've got predictions coming up in the next hour. But Kevin, as we always say...
Back after this.
Hey, I know what you're thinking. Valentine's Day is coming. You need to get your significant other a gift. Whether it's a man, woman, or whatever he, she, or Zivzer wants to identify by, you can find any gift you're looking for by going to Amazon. But don't go directly to Amazon. No, 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 no. Go to Amazon.ShiningWizards.com. Click on your country's banner. Do your shopping as always. And your love for your significant other will get a little bit into our pockets. It'll help us out. It'll make us happy. And it'll make you happy. You'll be falling in love all over again. But this time, it's with the Shining Wizards.
Horns up. This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at Inconclusive Pod or Facebook.com/Inconclusive Breakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
We're the Jersey Wrecking Crew, and we approve this message. Even though many of you believe that we're living in an ununified country where the main question is whether to kneel or stand, you'll never have to worry about the Jersey Wrecking Crew. Because we're up all night.
Too sweet.
No. It's one sweet.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Listen to the Jersey Wrecking Crew on the High Spot Podcast with brand new episodes every Friday on the Shining Wizards and B Plus Player Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old-school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. We'll see you there.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the Impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese man of war Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
All right, it's What a Dick.
Everybody out here talking about waiting in line, asking for permission. I ain't asking for permission. I came to put a champion to sleep. And I suggest all four of you get out of my way. Trust me, Randy, I know I need to size up with you. And when I defang the Viper, trust me, ain't going to come from nowhere. Jeff, I already put you out. I don't even know why you're out here right now.
Keep on talking.
Hey, do me a favor. Why don't you act like this is an AA meeting and you shut your mouth while I'm sharing with the crew? And Mustafa, you out here, a boy among men. And I'm going to tell you what. You got lucky at the Rumble, so I know you're going to come out here and run your mouth about how bad you are. But let me give you a little bit of a reality check. You see, Mustafa, you said that my eyes don't lie. Well, your eyes don't lie either, because last week, they were closed real tight when I put your simple ass to sleep. And AJ, hey, man, be honest with me. How's our old girl Wendy doing?
How awesome was that? You didn't like it?
That was pretty cool. I kind of think that's pretty cool.
How's our girl Wendy doing?
Oof. Going right after old Wenderoos.
And the fucking AA meeting line with Jeff?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's great stuff, man.
Hit him
the Wendy
hurts.
Was the TNA stuff, right?
No, Wendy's his wife.
Oh.
TNA was
Abigail? No.
No, Claire.
Claire.
Claire Lynch.
Yes.
Oh, speaking of Abigail.
That's my niece.
I forgot. Are you going to play fucking King Diamond?
No, I wouldn't play Abigail. I'd play something else.
Oh.
You want to do our patrons?
Yeah.
You want to read them?
Yeah,
you want
sure.
me to read them? Sure. I got the list here.
I'm you over want here the list? Now.
I'm no, over here now.
Play some music, man.
Ba-dum-bum-bum. Is this our patron list?
Don't tell me. What song is this? Don't tell me.
Yeah, go ahead. Read your list.
It's time to thank everyone that supports us. Go over to patreon.com/wizardspodcast for as little as $1. You will become a producer of the show. You'll get to ask us questions each week, and we've got tons of other stuff, including now, for $5 a week, you're going to get an exclusive Shining Wizards watch-along. Am I right, Matt?
You are right, Tony Z.
This is all I get today. We'd like to thank our patron, Patreon, patrons. First of all, we're going to thank Cindy Arden. We're going to thank our boy. Think our boy. Think of what? Thank our boy, Mike Kratzo. Mike? Manny Kratzo? Holy fuck, this is bad. Mike Martinelli is the other Mike we're going to thank. Sean Coelho and Sean Toe, thank you guys. William Mercier, thank you. The Russinello twins, or Kevin, as we like to call them.
Oh, Authors of Pain.
Kathy Hummer, of course, and Ryan Arthur. Thank you all for supporting us. Like I said, patreon.com/wizardspodcast. We got all kinds of goodies, all kinds of perks for supporting the show, starting at just $1.
$1.
$1. Thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you, sir.
Kevin, did you figure out whose theme song this was?
No, I couldn't hear it over Tony.
What do you got?
Oh, I know who it is.
Is this like a Kane remix?
No.
No, it's Zach Wilde.
Who?
Zach Wilde.
No, this isn't Zach Wilde. It's Dean Malenko.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, God. Don't Start it from care. The beginning. Don't care.
Start it from the beginning again?
That's Dean Malenko?
Yes, it is Dean Malenko's After the Radicals theme.
The Iceman.
Wow, this is terrible.
Yeah, it was pretty bad, right?
Ooh. All of his musics in WWE were bad.
I was looking for his WCW theme song.
Hey, yo.
That's a good one.
WCW.
So you mentioned it before, Tony, the rooster shakeup.
Yes.
What are we looking for there?
What are we looking for?
Yeah, like what would you like to see them do? I mean, you kind of already see the wheels in motion. Drew Gulak down at NXT. I don't know if you saw that this week. It's definitely something.
I started watching that that Worlds Collide pay-per-view, and I just or the special, and I couldn't get back into it, dude. I just didn't have the time. I was trying really hard, but
I watched NXT.
I saw the Battle Royal. Oh, your girl, the pirate, hooked up with the other one in tag team action.
Yeah, they're called like the Skywalkers or something stupid.
Wait. Why? What's the pirate's nickname? Does she have a nickname?
Kairi Sane.
No, but what's her nickname?
Is she pirate.
Like the pirate of NXT? Like, does she have a cutesy little nickname?
She's a spelunker.
Oh, it's a spelunker or something. What are they called?
They are called the Sky Pirates.
Wait, why? What's the other one's name? Io Shirai?
Io Shirai.
Because it rhymes with sky?
I think because she uses the top rope a lot for a lot of moves.
Wow. That's almost as bad as Air Boom. Seriously.
It's
That's Air awful. Boom.
It's not worse than the Huggin' Boss Connection. That's the fucking dumbest
That's
thing I've ever
pretty
heard.
Bad. What are they calling Nia and Tamina? Do they have a nickname?
Big old bitches.
That's not bad. Call them the Bobs.
Bobs.
Fucking A, dude.
Big old bitches.
And their finisher could be Vagine, so they could say we want Bobs and Vagine. No?
No.
Come on, that was good.
Please, no.
Oh, boo-hoo.
Well, so you didn't finish Worlds Collide?
No, dude. I tried my best.
I watched it. I started watching it, but then I watched Takeover before I finished watching that, and it kind of spoiled who like won it, right? Because Velveteen Dream won it before Takeover happened, correct?
Yes.
So then I just didn't go back to watch it.
Wait, Velveteen Dream won World Collide?
Yes.
Oh, fuck. What? I hate that guy. I don't like
really?
Him. I don't like him.
That's awesome.
I don't like him. That would have been a prime opportunity for Drew Gulak or one of the British guys to win.
Well, don't tune in 2 weeks.
No. Oh, for real? Oh, is that the shit we talked about last week?
Did we? I don't remember.
Well, we We kayfaved it, but we mentioned that something.
I'm just saying, if you don't like him, don't tune in in 2 weeks.
Fuck, dude. I just don't. I don't get it. I don't. You know, you don't get Dalton Castle. I don't get Velveteen Dream. All right,
I can respect that.
I just.
But you should
and
watch.
Why are they trying to like gimmick him up with the Worlds Collide? Like, he doesn't need that push. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's because it guarantees a title shot.
Yeah, but they could have just gave him a title shot anyway because he's the Velveteen Dream and everybody loves him and fucking blah, blah, blah.
There you go. The blah, blah, blah.
Who gives a shit, dude? I don't give a shit. I Shining Wizard Tony, don't give a shit about Velveteen Dream at this point in time.
All right.
No,
nope,
don't get it. Don't care. Don't want
So you didn't watch NXT Wednesday?
I didn't watch NXT Wednesday. I watched the Super Bowl thing, which was awesome.
Halftime, you guys talked about that.
Yes.
Okay, that was Tuesday. So Wednesday, NXT.
Okay.
They're really still playing up this, like, weird... Johnny Gargano is now back, and he's Johnny Wrestling.
Back where? With Ciampa?
Like, he's...
Are they DIY again?
It's no. Weird. It's weird. Like a weird, like...
I can't tell what they're trying to do with him, and I think it's brilliant.
So... Johnny comes out and he's like, Johnny Wrestling's back. Thank you all for all your support. And then Tommaso Ciampa comes out and he's like, yeah, you didn't do it for them. You know, you did it for you. And then, like, they kind of go back and forth. And then Velveteen Dream comes out.
Oh,
and at one point, Tommaso Ciampa refers to Johnny Wrestling as Johnny Jackass.
Ooh, them's fighting words.
Right? Is that what he called him? Yeah, Johnny Jackass instead of Johnny Champion. And they both kind of like were looking at each other like
unification match,
given the eye. I don't know. That'd be way too soon, man. They just brought the North American title out. But go out of your way. Sorry, I moved the mic. Go out of your way. Watch NXT. Drew Gulak is on there and he beats up Eric Bergenhagen.
That's a funny dude.
Who's Bergenhagen?
He's like a very throwback to the 80s guy. He's like, just wants to have a good time. Rock and roll.
And he's like. Like doing air in all instruments, like he goes.
Oh,
like,
I saw this dickhead. What didn't they announce him to come out after the show and he did the whole like air guitar shit again?
It's possible.
Yeah, this is exactly the fucking gimmick that's gonna get over like fucking retards in NXT, but be stupid as shit when he gets called up to fucking SmackDown. And you know what's gonna happen? Fucking Bumgarner over here is gonna go to Raw and they're gonna go, what the fuck is this? And he's gonna go to SmackDown and they're gonna go, oh, he doesn't know where he wants to be at. And I'm gonna go, yeah, I know where you should be. Back in fucking NXT, you jackass. Go to fuck home. Fuck that guy. That's a stupid gimmick. And only the dickheads down in Florida fucking get it. Because they're the only ones that get retarded shit. Because Florida's a retarded state. How do you like that for a hot take?
Well, you know who didn't like his air guitar playing, Tony?
Drew Gulak. Good. Thank you, Drew. My messiah on my wall of fame over here. Thank you, Drew.
But then
and
you
thank
know,
you for the t-shirt.
But then fucking you know what Drew Gulak fucking, did?
What did he do?
He threw out an open challenge, Tony.
To who?
It's an open challenge just to anybody.
And who answered the call? Tell me Velveteen Dream.
Matt Riddle.
No way!
Go
ahead. You want to talk about worlds colliding, son. How long is the match? Like 45 minutes?
No, it was a good match, though. It's definitely worth going.
Oh, my God. Why didn't you people tell me this on Thursday? You know what I fucking wasted my time doing? I watched episode 401 of ECW. You want to know how bad ECW was
Please.
In December of 2000?
Enlighten me.
Oh, it was happy dog shit. I will be glad to tell you. It fucking starts off with our buddy Danny Doring and the Amish Roadkill taking on the Baldies in a tag title match where they were defending their ECW World Tag Belts. And you want to know how awful this match was? Wasn't awful because it was tag team wrestling. That was fine. When did ECW start worrying about tags again in tag team wrestling? Did that happen at some point when I stopped watching?
Maybe.
They were making them tag, dude. I'm like, it's ECW. Just get in there and beat the shit out of them. Nope. You got a tag. We're waiting for the hot tag. And then Taz comes out. Wasn't Taz in WWE at this point? Yes, right? December of 2000. Didn't he debut at the Royal Rumble in 2000? Am I wrong with that?
Yes.
So he came out, and he was talking up Roadkill and Danny Doring, which is fine. They went through this whole thing, talking about how great they were, and they came up through the system and whatnot, yada, yada. So it was fine, right? There was, fucking... Blue Meanie becomes a manager or a promoter or some nonsense because Justin Credible pulls up in his truck And Francine's yelling at him. And I'm like, why are you yelling at Just Incredible? Because apparently she was managing Just Incredible. But Just Incredible had some hoochie mama hiding under a blanket or some nonsense. And then Meanie's like, yo, you need anything, man? You need anything? He's like, no, I'm good, man. The acting was terrible, by the way, in case you couldn't get that fact. And Francine's like, yo, what's all this? What's all this? Jerry Lynn was a bad guy.
Yes,
and he couldn't even beat Christian York without Cyrus interfering. What is this dog shit? What, for real, what is this on my screen?
You really don't remember the end of ECW.
No, and on top of that, this is what we were given, setting up number one contenders for the tag belts at the pay-per-view. Easy Money and Julio De Niro, which was, I forget what their team name was, against Balls Mahoney and Nova.
Big old bitches.
What the fuck, dude? What was this dog shit that they were putting on TV? Then they're like, oh, we didn't have a choice, blah, blah, blah. It was, say it with me, bad.
Julio De Niro and Easy Money were known as hot commodity.
Hot commodity, yeah. They looked fine. It was not an ECW match, dude. I'm sorry. It was awful. And poor Jerry Lynn. I love me some Jerry Lynn. But it was bad, dude. They made him look like a fool. Like a fool. Like, dude loses to fucking Rob Van Dam. He looked amazing. Fucking, I'm sorry, dude. A young fucking Christian York, it didn't work for me. Didn't work for me.
Do you realize, like, at that point in time, they had literally Nobody. Lost everyone
yeah.
that they...
Yeah, I get that. But it was bad, dude. And I'm sorry. I love Joel Gertner. Number one, the audio for the commentary was the dog shits of dog shit. And two, they had banter going on. They couldn't give less of a shit about what was going on in the ring, dude. It was bad. Sorry. I understand completely why ECW, like, at that time, nobody gave a shit about it. I completely get it.
Well, it was a rough time.
They had to bring Taz back to put over Doring and Roadkill, dude. I don't know. It was bad. I should have been watching NXT with Matt Riddle and Drew Gulak.
You should have.
That sounds like where it's at.
And there was a very interesting six-woman tag match with the Sky Pirates and Bianca Belair.
Oh, great.
Against the,
so did they call them the Butt Pirates?
Against the Three Horsewomen? I don't know. What do you call them?
Oh, no. Don't ever say that again. Who was it?
It was Shayna Baszler, Jasmine Duke, and Marina Shafir.
Shafir.
Oh, great. That sounds enthralling. I'm sorry. Sorry. Was it good?
It was okay.
All right, so there you go. And Matt hates women's wrestling. So.
It was okay. The ending was interesting because...
Bianca Belair pinned Shayna Baszler.
No.
No?
No.
Who?
Io Shirai.
Ooh.
Pinned Shayna Baszler. And then Bianca Belair gave her a little stink eye.
Ooh. Did she call him Mr. Sam?
No, but she was...
Mr. Sam!
This is going to be... I got to figure out the way to put this without... upsetting people.
Oh, wait. Let me get the bell.
I understand the importance of Black History Month.
Should I cue up some of the
sound
bites?
Sure,
you
want to do this?
I get it. You be proud. Be proud of everything that you've overcome.
Overcomed. Yes.
I have no dis. Look, you should celebrate every fucking day. Every day, be proud of where you came from. Bianca Belair's outfit on NXT was fucking atrocious.
I don't even remember it. What was it?
It had all, like, famous black people on it.
So why is that atrocious?
Yes.
Because I think it's cheesy that she only chooses to wear it during Black History Month. If you're proud of your heritage, she should be wearing that all the time. Then.
Maybe she will.
Yeah, but maybe she's not that kind of character. Like, you know, like.
Then what's the point of her fucking wearing it?
For Black History Month. Like, I could get if she's like a militant black woman and she's like constantly every week, like Malcolm X this and
Al Sharpton. It'd be better than her fucking shitty gimmick she has now.
Look, understood. I am not on board with Bianca Belair at all.
I like it.
Well, there you go.
I'm a fan.
Fair enough.
That's good.
I thought it was in poor taste.
All right. Well, no, fair enough. Look, I get it. I get where you're coming from, but she's just not that character. I don't know what she's trying to do, to be honest with you.
It's abysmal. It doesn't even look good.
Did you happen to see the Street Profits outfit? The fucking homage to
yes.
Harlem. What'd you think of fucking big guy's titties hanging out the whole time?
I mean, he's a big guy. He's got
titties.
Yeah,
but it was weird looking. Like, why would you okay that? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. Why would WCW okay Jeff Jarrett's fucking outfit at Starrcade 96?
Braun Strowman's titties are always hanging out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Braun Strowman doesn't have a cup that's lifting them for all to see.
He kind of does.
No, Braun?
His nipple's always out.
Oh, that's his nipple. Maybe he's trying to trill some of the ladies.
Nips come out.
The nips come out at night.
So we talked about Nia Jax Ambrose earlier. Apparently.
Yes.
According to Dave Meltzer at Wrestling Observer.
Oh, this isn't bad, dude.
I don't like it. I think it's awful.
Montez Ford has a shirt with it on with all the famous African-Americans.
Faces. It's got Martin Luther King on it. I think Rosa Parks
is
on it.
It's got Oprah. It's got
Oprah?
Muhammad Ali.
Wait.
It's got Prince.
Oprah.
Well, I mean, I get...
Oprah's a freaking billionaire. She's a pioneer for
yeah,
black
Yeah, you know
women.
What, dude? Like, I at first
Malcolm
I was
X,
like you, but I get
Prince,
it.
Prince. Tupac.
Prince was practically
Michael
white
Jackson.
Anyway.
Tupac?
I think that's Prince.
They don't all look like
him. Is Martin Luther King on there?
Yes. But we already mentioned him, so that's why I didn't say
Rosa Parks.
Jackie Robinson?
Because those people,
Eli Whitney,
they should be on there over
George
fucking,
Washington Carver,
over Tupac.
Michael Jackson's on there.
Sojourner Bolt,
Michael Jackson,
some Olympic runner. It's hard to see the
Jesse Owens.
No, it's a woman.
Oh, FloJo.
FloJo.
I keep my women like FloJo.
Michelle Obama.
Oh, all right. No, timeout. Nope. Sorry. You want to put Barack on there? You want to put Barack
on
there?
Barack's on there?
All right. You can't put Michelle Obama.
Why not?
Sorry. No. Why? Because she's married to the president? No. Sorry.
WWE has confirmed to Dave Meltzer that this match is not happening, the Nia Jax-Dean Ambrose match.
What are all the people in Arkansas going to do now?
I don't know. Post-wrestling.
They ain't going to beat that woman.
Post Wrestling also reported that someone in WWE reached out to them and stated that the ad was outdated and the house show match wouldn't be happening. I don't know how that's outdated.
Yeah, that's just an excuse. That's like, hey, we done fucked up. That's what that is. Sorry.
Don't be sorry.
I'm not sorry because I don't fucking dig that shit anyway. So.
Don't ever be sorry.
Thank God.
Thank God?
Thank God that match isn't happening.
Really?
Seriously, why? You wanted that to happen?
It'd be something different.
Different.
It's different.
Whatever.
Whatever. So who do you think gets a little superstar switch up? What do you think they can do this time?
I don't even know who's on watch. Oh, can we send the Lucha House Party to SmackDown to die a quiet death? Can we do that?
We can.
Good. We could do that. Can we bring...
AJ Styles to Raw.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
All right.
Who but don't forget, they also want to keep SmackDown loaded because of the deal with Fox.
Fox,
right?
Yeah. I would assume so. They've had some very great. Andrade is doing great on SmackDown. I think Mustafa Ali is a huge plus for them.
Stepped up, yeah, absolutely.
But I don't know where to, like.
You think they're definitely going to flop some of the women around.
Yeah, and Raw's hurting. If Seth is hurt, who's. You got Braun and Kurt Angle main eventing Raw tag team matches?
Yeah, I told you my feelings on Kurt Angle last week. That's rough. That's wrong. Elias is fucking...
You got Kevin Owens coming back soon. You got...
Elias has been back and forth.
Sami Zayn coming back soon.
Yeah,
you
but
got...
what are they going to come back as faces, heels? What are they going to do with
them? In your face.
I don't know. Eventually, Roman Reigns will be back.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Never know. He'll probably go to SmackDown.
I like that they put Drew in NXT. Even if it was just for that one week to showcase him and Matt Reynolds.
Well, they want to show you they can shake things up.
I think their plan is to work a nice little program down there.
Yeah, I think Drew Gulak's a lot better than 205 anyway. I think he should have been out and about from a long time ago. He's not just a fucking cruiserweight, dude. The guy's talented.
No, I agree with you 100%.
And he cut, you know what? He cut a promo about like meeting and greeting the fans. It must have been from like Access from Royal Rumble weekend. And dude, he knows how to speak like. He doesn't stutter. He doesn't stammer. Makes his points. They showed some interaction with the fans, and he was, like, quick-witted on the money. Like, he's just fucking got it, dude. And we've known this for a long time. I'm glad he's getting to step out of the 205 bubble and move into NXT. Unless we're at the point where maybe 205 is kind of, like, you know, maybe disbanding.
Why are they
moving all these guys around so much?
I don't think they're disbanding as much as they're not confining people to that show.
But why would they be doing that other than the fact that maybe 205 is, you know, not much longer for this earth? You know?
It seems that way.
I mean, keep the cruiserweight title.
Buddy, okay, that was going to be my next point.
Buddy Murphy's doing a great job. I like him as champion. I thought the four-way at the Rumble was really good. You know, and he's a great guy to lead the charge. But just maybe his home is on Raw or SmackDown now with that belt.
I think they just like having additional live content on the network.
That's fair enough. But now you got NXT UK as well.
There
was talk that they were going to start doing NXT Japan. There was talk, like very preliminarily, about NXT Japan.
Yeah.
Even China. Shit. We talk about this all the time. Yeah. Fucking Shane McMahon's idea before he left to run his own company was that he wanted to take WWE around the world and have WWE in all these different parts of the world.
Didn't Triple H say at the conference call that they're going to open a PC in India?
In some Latin American country.
Yeah, and I think he said China, maybe.
That would be awesome.
He also said, India and Middle East, meaning like it were like going to be two over there somewhere.
That makes sense. India's pretty fucking big.
Yeah,
so.
India's fucking way
But like maybe in like Saudi Arabia or something. Who knows? I'm just saying, because the way that I read it,
I mean,
it was like India, like they were running them down. They were like Japan, you know, Latin America, India, and the Middle East.
I still don't know how I feel about them keep going back to Saudi Arabia. Like, well, I get it. Money's money. And did you see the fucking money that they made off the last two shows?
No.
Something
like a couple hundred million.
Yeah. I think it was like $50 million apiece, wasn't it? Just for running the shows. Like, that's like, now, are these bought shows or are these like, these are their payments for the shows being there?
I think it's part of the deal. The deal was a preliminary, like, whatever they signed. When they signed it, I guess that's what it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's rough because Saudi Arabia's in the condition that it's in with, like, this fucking, you know, the death of this journalist and whatnot. And, like, it's still not great. I mean, saying it's not great is a fucking huge understatement. But still, it's a lot of fucking money. And that's fucking bottom line to all the shareholders. The shares of WWE have been fucking gangbusters over the past year. When you're making money like that, it's kind of hard to say no. I just don't know how I feel about them continuing to go there.
I mean, you don't really have a choice because they're going to keep going.
Well, I mean, but if they are, it makes sense for them to have, you know, a performance center in that part of the world. But I don't know, man. Let them do what they do. They're better at business than I am, apparently. But it is what it is.
It is what it is, Tony says.
We got any other news?
Yeah, it looks like the NWA is inviting teams from Ring of Honor, CMLL. Hold on, I have it here. Sorry.
Wasn't CMLL the Vampiro fucking pay-per-view?
New Japan Pro Wrestling and CMLL teams will represent, will be at the Crockett Cup.
Okay.
On April 27th. So that should be pretty exciting. Ring of Honor's tag team of PCO and Brody King are already in the spot. Jim Cornette, Joe Gale, and Ian Riccaboni have been announced as the commentary team for the Crockett Cup with the Rock and Roll Express, the Midnight Express. Nikita Koloff and Magnum TA also will be making appearances.
Oh, my God. I thought you were going to say Nikita and Magnum were going to be in the tournament.
No,
like,
they'll be making appearances in Concord.
They're
going to
let fucking Magnum ride around the ring with his fucking scooter, whatever the hell the thing is called.
Same show, Nick Aldis will be defending his NWA title against Marty Scurll.
Ooh.
That's pretty cool.
Uh-huh. So that's coming up in April 27th, when they do the Crockett Cup. I hope they stream it again, because I really liked what NWA did with their last event. As I mentioned earlier, production was pretty piss poor.
Look, as long as they bring back Dory Funk to do his fucking bull rope shit, yeah, absolutely.
But I enjoyed the show. Oh, shit.
I'm sorry I fucking bored you guys to death over here. Jesus Christ,
nothing to do with you, man.
Yawny twins.
I'm fucking exhausted. For those of you who aren't aware, I did buy a house last week. So it's been a very, very tiring week for me.
Correct! Ding!
And I've been super busy gallivanting.
Kevin,
I'm exhausted.
Kevin's like the king of the rodeo.
That's it.
He's going to catch his second wind. I'm not even done. When I'm done here, I got to go move stuff to my father's house.
And I got to go gallivant.
And I got to go back to the house and put together a desk.
Sounds awful.
Yeah, it's not so bad.
You guys are awesome.
Thank you. We try.
Fucking lives are amazing.
Yeah.
Kevin put in some windshield wipers.
I did.
Before he got here.
Listen, they don't.
You know what my contribution was to today?
What?
I went to my mother-in-law's house and filled the tires on her car. With Jim Hodge Fillmore.
Yeah, with what?
I fucking had to jerk off a lot.
Wait, did you have to bring it to a gas station?
No, I got the little fucking thing that plugs into the cigarette lighter.
It's an air machine?
Oh, yeah, and it's nice and slow, too.
Just like you.
Dummy. Yeah.
Holy shit. Hey, isn't there a pay-per-view this weekend?
There is a
something?
Pay-per-view
Tony
next
Slow-Mo.
Week.
Wow. There was...
You got the music?
What did you call me earlier? Tony Depot and Tony Slow-Mo. Holy shit. I'm gonna write these down. These are good.
And the dead Sal Balomo.
Oh, yeah. R.I.P.
Tony Balomo?
Tony Balomo. No.
Below
you have any
what?
Sal Balomo
yeah,
memories?
Yeah, Balomo, my fucking Shalindo over
ding
here.
Dong?
Yes.
Let's see. What do you know about Sal Balomo?
What do I know about him?
Yeah.
He was a fucking journeyman who made a name for himself at least in the early to mid-80s in the WWF. Also was the wild man Sal Balomo in the beginning days
ECW.
Of Eastern Championship Wrestling.
He lost in the finals to Superfly Jimmy Snuka.
That's
for the
right.
First Eastern.
That's right.
And on top of that, he was involved in, I want to say, the first Piper's Pit from the Meadowlands when it was, no, it was the first Piper's Pit on the first Saturday Night's main event, if I remember correctly. Well, am I wrong with that?
Don't know.
I don't know, but there's a pretty infamous Piper's Pit from the Meadowlands where Sal Balomo came out to be interviewed by Piper and Paul Orndorff came out to give him shit. And the Junkyard Dog came out and rescued him.
Grabbed them cakes.
And Gorilla Monsoon famously burped when he was trying to describe what happened. And it was fucking great. That's what I remember about Sal Balomo. Oh, and he made pizza on Tuesday Night Titans with Vince McMahon and Lord Alfred Hayes.
There you go.
There you go.
He's a former NWA Canadian Tag Team Champion.
With Iron Mike Sharp.
With Iron Mike Sharp and Bill Cody. He's an NWA Pacific Coast Whoa! Heavyweight Champion. He's an NWA Americans Tag Team Champion with Victor Rivera.
Isn't that the guy that killed Brody?
No, it's Juan Rivera. Or no, Gino Hernandez.
No, Gino Hernandez did not kill.
Gino Hernandez died before Brody died, didn't he?
No, it was something Hernandez, right? Or
it's Puerto Rico, Kevin. They're all named Hernandez.
Boo. Oh, we should know boo. This.
It's Hernandez.
Hot Stuff Hernandez?
No.
It wasn't Hernandez. Yeah, orale!
No, it was a...
Did he tell him to suck it while he was bleeding?
Gino something, right? Gene?
Jose Gonzalez.
That was it.
Oh, all right.
Gonzalez, Hernandez.
Whoa!
I met Sal Balomo.
You're only smoking mirrors.
At when my father used to work for the water company. He worked for a water company.
Did he work there with the Ultimate Warrior?
The company would supply water. It was like a run. It was called the Midland Run.
I got the Midland runs.
It's a water company. They supplied water, Kevin.
And they would go to this run, and they would supply water for
the
runners.
All the water.
But there was like...
Oh, you mean like legit supplied water to people like running marathons?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And they were like C-level wrestlers there. Like I got an autograph of Sal Balomo.
Ah.
I got a Misty Blue. I met Misty Blue.
God, haven't heard that name in fucking forever.
Fuck, I have them all at home. Like Uncle Floyd was there.
Vic Steamboat.
Bobby Thompson.
Who?
From the Giants. From like the 55 Giants.
Holy shit.
Oh, dude. It's been Rick Cerrone. I definitely have Rick Cerrone. I got a ton of them. A whole stack of like just shitty autographs. They were free. You just walk around. You met these people. But yeah, I met Sal Balomo there.
Huh.
Sal Balomo, Misty Blue, Little Louie. I have a Little Louie autograph at home.
You got my autograph?
Not that, Louie.
No, it's like,
oh, you got my autograph?
My wife calls me Little Louie and shit.
I love this shit.
She said my dick is small.
He's wrestling again in some fucking deathmatch tournament.
Yeah, of course he is. He's fucking nuts.
Isn't Little Louie the one, wasn't he queasy? Wasn't he Jim Lawler's midget? Little person?
Jim Lawler?
Jerry Lawler. This is what
Jim
happens
Lawler
when you don't.
Was at the autograph session.
This is what happens when you don't have when you don't drink on a Sunday. You get shit wrong.
Fucking Jim Lawler.
Jim, what is it? Jim the Prince Lawler.
Holy shit!
I'm Little Louie. I love this shit. I take Little Poops.
Let's see if I can find the air.
I drink Four Locos.
I can only find Tiger Jackson.
Tiger Jackson was Dink. And he feuded with a Louie.
Yes, Little Louie and the Beverly Brothers.
Yeah.
Wait, Little Louie and Tiger Jackson feuded with the Beverly Brothers?
No.
No, Little Oh my God. Tiger Jackson was with the Bushwhackers and they feuded with the Beverly Brothers.
I missed the whole part of my childhood then. I have no recollection.
I remember
him.
And then he came back as one of Jerry Lawler's midgets. He was little people.
He was the Macho Midget. He was Dink the Clown.
Was
he
No. Little Louie was Queasy.
Was he Little Boogie?
I can't find anything
or Sleazy, one of them. Whoever the first one was. Because it was Doink and Dink, and then it was Jerry Lawler and Queasy or Sleazy, and then they brought in the other two, which were Queasy, Sleazy, and Cheesy. I know this was 1994, bitches.
I love that shit.
All right, are we done looking up Little Louie?
We're done looking up midgets for now.
Listen, Little Louie is a staple in professional wrestling
lore. Fucking staple him in the head. Fucking put him back in the book.
Oh, yeah. God, don't care.
Thank you, Stan.
All right, so you mentioned that there's a pay-per-view this weekend.
Oh, yes, and we need our pay-per-view picking music.
We do.
You're going to smoke and mirrors.
Whoa. It's time for the Shining Wizards pay-per-view picks bonanza.
Pick something or other.
All right, just so we can update everybody as to where
I don't know the card at all.
As where we
are bizarre.
In the standings. First place after NXT TakeOver and Royal Rumble, Kevin was 11-4. Tony is in second place at 9-6, and I am in an abysmal under 500, 7-8.
We should bring our picks ahead of time. So, never mind. Go ahead. That was stupid.
What?
No, that was dumb.
No, please finish your story.
No, I realize how, because I don't want to be influenced by your picks. I want to have them already.
That's your own fault. That has nothing to do with us.
All right, fine. That works.
You have to be a man, Hulk.
I'm a man.
Be a man, Hulk.
I'm a man.
Now
we're running out of metal music.
We're recording Sunday because there's a snowstorm heading our way Tuesday.
Hard to
we're
predict before they go home.
Chancing it.
Yeah, if there's any changes to the card, we will update you on Facebook and Twitter, right?
Right.
We'll do that.
A lot of your predictions, though, come from the last episode of Before the Show.
Do they really?
Kinda.
You need help with Ronda Rousey and Ruby Riott?
Hey. Oh, is that a thing?
Oh, yeah, that's
a thing. Oh, no, don't spoil anything yet. We got to go through this.
How's that a spoiler?
Because we're not going through the card
yet.
All
right, let's do it.
Let's do it!
It seems like it's a very SmackDown-heavy show.
Well, because the two Royal Rumble winners are going to Raw, aren't they? Like, doing Raw stuffs, right?
Yeah, that's a good point.
So that's why we got the SmackDowns to fill up some spots.
All right, Matt, what's the first match?
All right, let's start with your favorite. It's the SmackDown Tag Team Championships.
Oh.
As The Miz and Shane McMahon defend against the Usos.
Oh, great. Fake Mexicans against fake best friends. Kevin, you want to go first? Kevin?
I'm thinking.
He's thinking, man.
I thought he was bopping to the music.
Well, it kind of was. That was my thinking mojo.
All right, you want to go first?
I'll go first. I'll go Miz and Shane retain.
All right. I also am going to be on Kevin's side on this. I think Miz and Shane retain. I don't think the breakup comes until Fastlane.
Okay, that's the other thing. When's Fastlane happen?
In my head, man.
That's like the beginning of March, isn't it? Like 2 or 3 weeks after this show?
Fastlane takes place March 10th in Cleveland, Ohio.
So it's pretty much 3 weeks later. Yeah, yes. You know what? I'm on board with that. We got a unanimous vote here. I also say Miz, and I didn't want Miz and Shane to win at Royal Rumble either, so I hate this whole fucking thing, but I think your logic is correct.
All right. Let's do the WWE Cruiserweight Championship matches. Buddy Murphy defends against Akira Tozawa.
Buddy Murphy retains the championship.
Yeah, I don't see Akira Tozawa beating Buddy Murphy. I feel like Buddy Murphy's going to retain, and I think his challenge will be like in the form of like a Ricochet or maybe like a
Ricochet. Really?
Yeah, I feel like Buddy Murphy's gonna mow down the cruiserweight division
to make it disappear and then take the title to NXT.
Who do you have like, with all due respect, like Akira Tozawa, Cedric Alexander, that ship has sailed.
And the other two Japanese guys are leaving, right?
Tommy left, right?
Yeah, I think so. He was honoring some commitments, and then he was leaving.
So I like Buddy Murphy. Tony?
Yeah, I'm in love with Buddy Murphy as like a hetero guy. So.
Breaking news, Tony. Yeah.
Hey, I'd kiss him if he wants me to.
All right.
Buddy Murphy, all in, definitely retaining. Maybe he's going to lose it sometime down the road at like WrestleMania or something to put somebody else over, but I'm on the Buddy Murphy coattails. I love it. Buddy Murphy retains.
I love that shit.
I love it.
The singles match for the WWE Raw Women's Championship.
Yes. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Ronda Rousey, Ruby Riott.
Ronda.
Yeah, fucking Ruby Riott's going to continue her job in ways. I hate the fucking Riott Squad. I hate the fake fucking Viking. I hate the fake fucking Joker girlfriend over there, whatever the fuck her name is. Although she's quite attractive. I hate the whole fucking thing.
From Jersey. She's from right down the road.
They've been losing. Oh, can I tell you a little side story, too, about Ruby Riott?
All please. Right.
Okay. There's this video like that they do with a bunch of people. It's called Before They Were Famous. They did one with Seth Rollins. They did one, I think, with Braun Strowman. And they did one with Ruby Riott. And for some reason, it's on my Facebook fucking feed on the right side every fucking day. The Before They Were Stars. And it's her, like, holding some other belt. And then it's her as Ruby Riott. I can't stand it. The whole thing needs an overhaul. There's no way Ronda Rousey's losing. Ronda Rousey retains.
I will also go with Ronda Rousey.
Although I did like her promo last week on Raw. I liked that she was a badass bitch. Finally, instead of being all fucking slap happy with everybody. By the way, did you know what a gaper was before last week?
No.
Did you know what slap happy was?
Slap happy, I've heard the term, but I don't exactly know what it means.
Okay. All right. Well, continue. If you didn't get that, listen to last week's show. It was fucking highly entertaining.
The Elimination Chamber for the WWE Championship is Daniel Bryan defends against AJ Styles, Jeff Hardy, Mustafa Ali, Randy Orton, and Samoa Joe.
They don't give Daniel Bryan a new belt and a fucking whole new gimmick and a run with a fucking with a goofball on his side to have him lose the title this quickly. It's Daniel Bryan. Easy.
Agreed.
Easy.
I go Daniel Bryan.
Matt's got to be different just so he can try to catch up.
I don't have to be different, but I do have to catch up. But it's
hard. This is not the pay-per-view to catch up
on. It's hard to disagree with you on this. I also think Daniel Bryan.
What do you think of the belt, by the way?
I like it.
I kind of like it, too. I really do. I don't like Daniel Bryan being
I love this because I can't. It's almost going to be impossible for me to lose my lead because we're all picking the same exact
matches.
Yeah,
but it's one of those. You know what? Come WrestleMania, it's going to be a different story.
We're still not done with this yet.
No, but the road to WrestleMania, trust me, it's locked down. It's not changing much getting into that show. It's really not. It's really not. So for the next couple of weeks or the next couple of months getting into Mania, we're going to wind up pretty much probably staying where we are in the standings.
Well, I got to make up ground, so I'll figure it out.
All right, so take your chances. Be stupid.
I'm not being stupid.
Well,
I just have to make up ground somewhere.
You're fucking razor.
And I think
socks.
This might be one of the places I could make up ground, the Women's Tag Team Elimination Chamber.
Yeah. Oh, all right, now we're talking.
Because I think everybody's favorite is Bayley and Sasha Banks, but also in the match is Nia Jax and Tamina, Tony's favorite, the Riott Squad, Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville, the Iconics.
Ugh! Blech!
And Naomi and Carmella.
Blech! Fucking the Iconics.
I know who I'm picking.
They're so dumb. I hate them.
This is where you might catch me because I think I'm going to make a sleeper pick here.
I hate them.
I'm picking your girls, Tony. I'm picking the Iconics.
Really?
Why?
I have a weird feeling.
Yeah, there's been you know what? Kevin may be on to something because there's been a lot of bullshit when it comes to the fucking Raw women that they might just pull a fucking fast one and give it to a SmackDown team.
I'm probably going to lose this one. This is probably like me picking Finn Balor to beat Brock Lesnar.
I don't hate that.
But I'm going
don't
Iconics
hate that.
On this one, boys.
Matt?
Oh, man, this is a...
He's going to go He's going to go with the one. Beef Express, the fucking Bobs.
Big old bitches.
The Bobs and Vagines.
How? Oh, yeah, Alicia Fox and Nikki Cross. They
wait,
got
wait.
Eliminated last
Alicia?
Week, right?
Fox. Thank you, Noam Dar, for that.
That's a shame.
Noam Dar!
Dar, dar! Die, die, die. I'm Matt picking my team. Oh, shit, the Bobs. Sasha and Bayley. Oh, maybe the Iconics. Nikki Cross? Wait, maybe it's Crazy Mary. No, she's on two teams, what? Wait, Carmella?
Holy shit.
Oh,
shit.
You can't mute it when you're laughing. You got to leave it on. Come on.
I'm going to go Bayley and Sasha Banks.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. This is the one that's going to separate the men from the men.
You're going to be fucking...
I'm going Bob's and Machine. There's no And this is the bold prediction of the night. Lock it down. I bet you dollars to dollars that this is when Bayley and Sasha finally have their falling out and they're on their collision course to WrestleMania.
Ooh.
Book it. Book it. It's going to happen. They've been too friendly for too long, and Bayley's going to get pissed that Sasha can't go, and Bayley's going to turn on her in the middle of the fucking match, and that's how you're going to have the sides of beef winning the tag belts. Book it. Book it.
I could see that, but I could also see them getting their moment and becoming the, and like, becoming the first ever, like, cause, like, they're the most successful.
It's going to be the Iconics versus the Bobby and the Gene. It's going to be the Iconics getting a title match at WrestleMania.
Against the size of beef?
Fuck them all. They're going to have to extend the belts already to fit around those fucking guns. Holy shit.
Wow. That
seems rude.
Yeah, it's very rude.
It is what it is, bro. Don't hate the play and know the truth. Facts don't give
that's
a fuck.
That's not how it goes at all.
Facts don't care about your feelings, kid. I know you like her, but
was that it? Was that the last match?
Yeah, I'm sure we'll...
Wait, that's it?
That's it.
Wait, wait. So their main
event... Finn Balor's not...
Their main event
not a last match?
Not yet. I'm sure it'll be announced tomorrow. Like I said, this is because we're doing it on a Sunday. Yeah. So we'll get... We'll update our picks on Facebook.
Tuesday after SmackDown.
Yeah, or as the week progresses, we can put all our stuff back.
Ooh, unless you want to do a call time.
When the fuck are we going to do a call time?
I have no fucking idea. You guys are way too busy with your fucking moving and gallivanting and furniture building and fucking windshield washer fluid filling. And
yeah, we'll figure it out. I'm not worried.
No, of course not. I never worry. You like that, huh?
I do. It's pretty funny.
Jeez, I can't talk.
I think that's it, no?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, no, wait. That's not it. Kevin. We're going home.
Fuck, I got nothing.
I got something.
Oh, really?
Yes, I do.
You got to pull something
According to the Wrestling Observer, there's a report that The Undertaker has an asking price for his appearances, $25,000. $1,000. This number apparently comes from somebody who tried to book him. And also of note is that The Undertaker has removed the WWE from all of his social media. We know that he just started doing the
tweets. Maybe he's going to All Elite Wrestling.
All the tweets and this and that's is recently, which is fucking weird because how does a dead man have social media? But I digress. So The Undertaker, if you want to book him, better have some money. Better have some big money.
Oh, shit.
And Matt fucking drops his microphone.
I'm all over the place.
So there you go. Undertaker, 25 G's if you want him to appear. Oh, sorry, per hour. So what does that come out to a minute, like $500? Hey, Mark, yeah, can you pop in between 5 and 5:01? It's my kid's birthday.
I think it's a fair price.
That's a lot of fucking money, dude.
Well, I mean, how much would like Flair get for appearances, like 10, 15?
$25,000 is a lot of fucking money.
Listen, if he's, you know he's probably not like out there actively searching appearances. So if people want to fork over the money,
well, yeah, that's exactly what it is. That's if you want me to come out, it's got to be really worth my while.
Exactly.
So you know what? Not bad.
I don't think he's losing sleep over not making appearances.
No, definitely not. Definitely not. Matt, Kevin. All right, I guess that's it. Good night, everybody.
I got one, man.
My man.
I don't know how important this is, but WWE applied for the trademark on a longtime phrase. The day after the Super Bowl, they applied for the trademark for the phrase then, now, forever.
I noticed this when I watched the commercial live, when they did then, now, always for ABC or whatever it was. It was a commercial for ABC on CBS. And I remember seeing the then, now, always. I'm like, well, that's exactly what WWE does. So I'm really not shocked by this. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, not at all.
Going home. I just remember noticing that live watching the Super Bowl.
So that'll be interesting. That's an interesting tidbit I found in the last minute because I was very ill-prepared for this.
Yes, and so I will follow suit and be ill-prepared for one.
Wait. Are you going to do one on Full House this week like you did Saved by the Bell last week?
No, this one's actually kind of intriguing. Blue Meanie was just a recent guest on Primetime with Sean Mooney. A podcast, and they keep asking us to be Patreon supporters, so maybe one day we'll do that. But he talks about how, do you remember the ECW One Night Stand with JBL?
Yeah. Yes.
And now how obviously it turns out that they're actually really good friends now, and they follow each other on Twitter. So it's like an anniversary of that. So it's the anniversary of JBL being a dick, guys.
Whoa, so. That's every day of the week, Kevin. Hi-oh!
That's it. All right, that was my going home. Lazy.
We want to thank everyone for tuning in, all two of you that listened today on rantdmradio.com for the special pop-up. If you're listening in podcast form on Tuesday, or even if you're listening live, be sure to check out our social media on Tuesday after the Raws and the SmackDowns has happened, so you could have our updated picks. We are keeping track. Kevin, of course, has a nice lead right now. 2 up on me, 4 up on Matt, who's at an abysmal 7-8. And, yeah, he's sad about it. Don't worry, buddy. Got yourself a great new house to go home to now.
So you guys can only really make up one match for this show.
Sure, one at a time. Chop it down, Kev.
There's pay-per-views all throughout the year, and we got Ring of Honor pay-per-views coming up.
We're not doing those, I thought.
I thought we were.
We didn't talk about this?
No. I think it should just be WWE.
I think it should be all pay-per-views.
I think we should include the NWA as well.
You were totally singing a different tune the last time we talked about this.
I change my mind every week, Kevin. Okay. I usually piss off the guy that's more loud on the show by just fucking going against him, so it is what it is.
We can discuss. There's no rush.
Zip, zip, zip.
Fuck, I can't find the button.
Zip, zip, zip.
Too late.
I wonder what she was trying to say.
Zip, zip, zip.
I don't remember the context. I don't remember. I don't think there's anything else. Make sure you do all your shopping at Tony Depot, by the way.
I got comedy stuff coming up.
Oh, Kevin, plugs!
Next week, a week from tonight. I'm there tonight, too, but it's too late. This won't be airing until Tuesday. But unless you're listening live. Next week, Sunday, Tierney's Tavern live, February 20th at the Brown Bear Pub. We're doing live comedy again, the home of the Dumbfellas podcast, which will hopefully be making its return soon. And then February 23rd in Union, New Jersey, I will be roasting the entire WrestlePro roster. Hit me up for tickets. For that, as I make fun of guys that can beat me up. And then, I think I have something on the 27th, too, but I don't know. Anyway, that's it. Thank you. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram, at Kevin Grifo, at Shining Wizards Kevin.
Yes. At Wizards Podcast. Wizards Podcast on the Facebook.
Yep.
Wizard Podcast on the Grams.
Instagram.
Yeah.
Be safe in the snow.
We'll see you guys. If you're in the Northeast, if you're anywhere else, go fuck yourself.
Yeah. We'll see you guys next week.
Next week.
Sometime.
Sometime on the rant, rantdmradio.com. Stay tuned. Nobody's coming up next.
Sorry. That's not true. Well, when they play this back Tuesday, the rant will be on after us, right?
Yes.
Bibbidi boppity.
So listen to that.
I got nothing else.
Right?
Sure. Fair enough.
All right. We put together an okay show for something we decided to do 4 hours ago.
Yeah, it was fun.
All right.
All right. There you go.
See you guys later.
See ya.
Bitches.